Come, Holy Spirit, make your presence known to us today. Open our hearts, our minds, our ears, so that we can hear your word today. Amen. So our scripture this morning comes from Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 6. Now hear the word of God. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Y'all, I'm tired. Are y'all tired? I am so tired. I woke up this morning and I was like, really? We have to get up? I'm just tired. It's been a whirlwind Advent. Thanksgiving hit and it seems like we've just been going full force ahead. Nothing stopping, just one thing after another. Shopping and wrapping and cooking and parties and concerts and service projects and special worship services. And I'm tired just listing off everything that we've done, and that's not even everything. I'm tired. I'm ready to pack everything up and get on with everything else, get life back to normal. Right? Are y'all going to do that too? Yeah, I see some head nods. Am I the only one who got my Christmas tree down the day after Christmas? Anybody else here who did that? Christmas tree's down? Saying, okay, I'm going to pack that thing away and that's going to be it. I'm going to get things back to normal around here, try to get all the sugar out of the house. I've been giving it away. Be careful, you might end up with some. That's what we want to do, right? We go through Advent, we celebrate, Christmas Day comes, the day after, we're like, okay, let's get things back to normal. We can start pitching down the poinsettias when we get done with the service today, if y'all want to help with that. Anyway, but that's what we want to do, isn't it? Get things back to normal. But we just spent the last 4 weeks anticipating the birth of Christ. We had a really big service on Christmas Eve. This place was packed. The candles were lit. It was beautiful in here. We celebrated the birth of Christ. But now we kind of want to get things back to the way they've always been. But should we? Should we go back to normal, to the way things have always been? Should we be changed after we celebrate the birth of Christ? Let's think about some things that have changed us in our lives, because things change us. You graduate from high school or college, you're changed, because things are going to change in your life. Things aren't going to be the same. You get married, you're changed. You have a child, your life really changes. You lose someone you love, your life changes. You have a major illness, your life changes. You're born, your life changes. Things change. And that last one you might think, well, how can being born really change? Isn't that just kind of the beginning? But we're changed when we're born, because when we're in our mother's womb, we're protected, it's warm, it's dark, it's soothing. And then we're born into the light. And what's the first thing that we do when we're born? We cry. As we take that breath of air, we cry. Because suddenly we've come out into the light, and it's just so much for us. we cry. And if you don't cry, the doctor spanks your bottom and makes you cry, right? You're going to cry when you're born. It's the beginning of our growing process, the moment we're born. And last week, I talked about how God leads us out of darkness and into the light of Christ. And so I wonder, how do you react when you walk into the light of Christ? Do you think about that? I had never really thought about it too much until I was putting together this sermon. And well, I'm not sure how I react to that. So let's think about it a little differently. How do you react when you go from darkness into brilliant light? How do you react to that? Do you cry? If it's the middle of the night and someone shines a light in your eyes, you might. Or if you're trying to wake up, you might get a little cranky. You probably squint. Maybe throw something over your eyes because it's just too much for you. You know, you put the pillow over your face so you don't have to, the sun doesn't come in your eyes. We need time to get used to the light, don't we? We can't just do it suddenly. It's too much for us. And I think Advent is kind of like that for getting used to Christ, being in the presence of Christ. We ease into it over the 4 weeks. So it's kind of like you go to bed and you set your alarm for 4 a.m., but you know you don't have to get up until 6 a.m. So you know you've got some snooze time in there. Does anyone else snooze? I love to snooze. I spend a lot of time with the snooze button on my alarm. So the first week of Advent, the alarm rings. We're reminded about peace. Like, okay, peace, that's nice. We go to the service. Charles talked about peace. We left. Went to sleep. Snoozed for a while. The next week rolled around, the alarm goes off again, we wake up, there's joy. Like, oh, joy, that's great, we'll talk about joy. So we wake up a little bit, hear the message, we leave, go back to sleep, hit the snooze button, go back to sleep. The alarm goes off again, and then it's, what was it? Love. Talked about love. But then we snooze some more because we like to snooze, or at least I like to snooze. Then it's hope. We keep hitting the snooze button. Christmas Eve, great service. We're tired. We're going to go to sleep. Christmas Day. At some point, though, we have to get out of bed, right? We can't continue to snooze forever, even if we like to. It's kind of nice and warm, but at some point, we have to open our eyes to the light that's around us. So that brings us to the gifts of Advent. These banners talk to us about what Jesus' birth meant to us, what it brings to the world. And so the question is, what are we going to do with this? What are we going to do with peace, joy, love, hope, our Savior being born? Are we just going to snooze, hit the alarm button, and go back to sleep? Are we going to do something? Because if we think about it, Emmanuel was born. God with us. God is with us. And if we really experienced Christ, we should never be the same again. Life should never go back to normal. And every year, as we experience Christ again and again and again, our lives should just become richer with the experience of Christ. Because our scripture today is very clear. It says this, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes." It's telling us, God is here. And then what we have to look forward to is death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away. We've just celebrated the fact that Jesus came, was here on this earth, and Jesus is still with us in the form of the Holy Spirit. And the great news, the really, really great news, is it doesn't end here. Jesus will come again. That's great news. And the scripture is saying that the first heaven and the first earth will pass away and the sea will be no more. That sounds kind of weird. But what it's talking about, the sea is a biblical reference to chaos and evil. So what the scripture is telling us is that Jesus will come again. The first earth and the first heaven that's subject to some chaos and some evil will pass away. And then all of that will be no more. But in the meantime, we have something that we can do because we are here. The kingdom of God is not going to be whole until Jesus comes again, but we are God's people. And since we have been changed by the birth of Christ, we have the opportunity to spread peace and joy and love and hope to everyone around us. We can choose to hit the snooze button, go back to sleep, pack up our Christmas trees, put everything away, wipe our brow, talk about how tired we are because we are tired, and take a nap. Or we can say, you know what? I've had an encounter with Christ. And I have the opportunity to share these things with everyone around me, no matter who they are, no matter what they look like, if their opinions and views are different than ours, we can still be like Christ to those people who are around us. Or we can be blind. We could put the pillow over our heads and say, I don't want to think about this right now. But we have an opportunity because, yes, the Christmas Eve service is over, but Christmas is not. And so we're standing in the silence, that gasp of breath that you take when something amazing has happened and you breathe in. We're standing in that gap. And we now have the opportunity to do something with everything that we've experienced. But it's up to us about what we'll do. We can open our eyes. We can look at ourselves, maybe cry a little bit because we're not quite happy with what we see in ourselves. Can look at the world, maybe cry a little bit because the world's not so great. But then we can step out into that gap, into that silence, and we can be God's people. We can spread God's love and peace and joy and hope to everyone around us. These are the gifts of Advent. And we're about to have a new year. Tomorrow is New Year's Eve. For those of you who don't remember that, it snuck up on us this year. But we have an opportunity to make some New Year's resolutions. And we can say, okay, this year I'm going to pack away my tree. Yes, because people look funny at you if you have your Christmas tree up all year round. But that doesn't mean we have to pack away Jesus when we pack away our trees. When Epiphany is over and we put away our nativity scenes, we don't have to forget that Christ came, that Christ was born, that Christ brought all of these gifts to us, and we have the opportunity to give those to other people. And while we're waiting on the kingdom of God to be here in its fullness, we can be God's people and be God's kingdom to the extent that we can do that until Christ comes again. Amen?
Amen.
Right, let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for coming to give us peace, joy, love, and hope, and for simply loving us enough to be here with us. Help us as we move into the new year to never go back to life as usual. Instead, help us to love everyone around us the way you love us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.